The only signs that Harbor Mountain Brewing Company is opening in the middle of an international emergency are bottles of hand sanitizer and signs requesting mask wearing and social distancing scattered throughout the tap room. Head brewer and co-owner Zach Anderson is standing on a stepladder above a stainless steel tank in the brew house when I arrive.
Yeah. I'm currently making a double IPA, just a hobby, I guess, 7.5% beer.
It's the day before they're set to open to the public, and they're still unsure how everything will pan out in the middle of a pandemic. But Anderson seems calm and excited. This isn't his first rodeo. He's been brewing professionally for about 5 years, starting in Oregon and then most recently as the head brewer at Devil's Club in Juneau.
They gave me a lot of freedom there and was able to kind of do whatever I wanted for the most part. I mean, I learned a lot about the quality of flavor.
When Anderson heard that Sitka's second attempt at a brewery in recent years, Baranoff Island Brewing Company, or BIBCO, went under last fall after nearly a decade in business, he saw an opportunity for professional growth.
Brewing itself, as far as in Alaska, there isn't much of an industry. So for me to kind of move up and do kind of more of what I'd like to as far as the artwork of brewing, you know, this was something that I was investigating.
Anderson soon met the investors who thought, like him, that Sitka could sustain a brewery despite past failures. BIBCO defaulted on over $500,000 in city loans. It isn't entirely clear why the popular, widely distributed brewery struggled to make ends meet, but some pointed to rapid expansion, made possible by crowdfunding, conflict within management, and related quality issues. Sitkin and businessman Gary Smith invested in BIBCO and is now a co-owner of Harbor Mountain Brewing Company.
We actually really love how BIBCO kind of started this with showing Sitka that what a brewery is and how it's a community gathering place. And it's not, I mean, I like bars too, but it's just a different environment. You know, we can bring people, bring their kids and hang out.
After they closed, Smith said people kept coming to him, trying to figure out how to keep Sitka's brewery scene alive. When he and other investors met Anderson earlier this year, they thought that with his experience, another attempt might just work. They purchased BIBCO's assets from the city and started renovating the space. And then the pandemic hit.
Some days we said, God, this is like the worst time ever we could have done this.
Or is it? Sitkins have been without a local beer now long enough to miss it. And Anderson already knows what they like to drink.
You know, the positives are, you know what, you know the history a little bit. You know kind of what they were doing. You know, there's a niche for certain flavors. It seems like everyone wants spruce tips and root beer.
But he did have to change some of the equipment to fit his brewing style. And it's more work to distinguish themselves.
Some of the stigma of the previous branding, I mean, branding's a big part of it. So being in the same location, it's going to take time. But so they can kind of think of Harbor Mountain Brewing Company as opposed to BIBCO or the previous.
For now, he says they'll take it slow. They're offering growler and crowler fills and are working on distributing kegs to local businesses and customers. They'd love to bottle or can in the future and distribute outside of Sitka, but they also want to make sure they have a model that works and beers that work.
So just left to right on the board is kind of what I did. So the first one's Grisette, second one is an IPA, and that's Oatmeal Stout.
Okay. All right.
He sets down a 3-glass flight on the table in front of me. A grisette is a light farmhouse style beer, he explains. All of the beers have a clean, simple taste.
Ooh, yum. I like the oatmeal stout.
And that's what Anderson was going for. He wants to start with some crowd pleasers and then venture into some funkier brews, like a saison aged in wine barrels. And yes, they are planning to have both spruce tip beer and root beer soon. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.